Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Wednesday to you. Happy OTA day to you as they're getting going out there. We'll hear from D'Amico Ryans, hopefully in the 11 o'clock hour. We will give that to you live as he speaks there. So get used to that. Oh, a little nugget that comes from DJ Bieniemy of ESPN out there. Texans cornerback Derek Stingley, also known as All-Pro Sting, is catching punts. So they're having fun.
Hey now.
They're having fun.
Hey now.
I think I might have
I might have almost
hurt Sean. I think Sean
get your money's worth
choked on a spit when he heard the idea of Derek Stingley Jr. catching punts. But
next week we're gonna see lining up at receiver.
Well, I mean, it might be just that funny business that you do in these instances because CJ Stroud, I also saw him doing like toe trap tap drills, you know, where wide receivers get to the edge and catch the football a little bit outside of the bounds. So, yeah, I feel like that this might just be one of those things where you get around to, you know, just move your body a little bit, try some various different things. However.
Yeah, but at the same time, this is kick the tires season. OTAs is, hey, you know, let's have some fun, but let's kick the tires on Derek Stingley returning punts. I mean, we're not kicking the tires on CJ Stroud being a receiver, but let's, you know, why not? You know, it's the time to do that.
Yeah, I guess so. We'll give you more on OTAs as we get it. And, yes, one of the notes as well. Brian McTaggart, who covers the Astros for MLB.com, Ronel Blanco will undergo right elbow surgery next week. That'll sideline him for the remainder of this season and will make his anticipated return somewhere during the 2026 season. And we'll talk more about what's happening there a little bit later.
Damn shame what they did to that dog.
It is. Because that raises some questions about the Astros. But how about this when it comes to the Rockets? I do want to get to this because I did tease it. Rafael Stone was talking with Vanessa Richardson on she had an interview, and you've probably heard this earlier, but I wanted to play it one more time for you. This is Rafael Stone seemingly giving insight into their team building outlook. Do you agree with them?
Versus getting a superstar. I'm not going to ask you what you're going to do because I know that you wouldn't tell me, but what factors play into that decision?
Well, the superstar thing is like it's largely in the NBA, it's largely points, which is at least as much points are a factor of who shoots. Some of that is like offense driven. So it ends up being cyclical. Like, you know, if you engineer your offense around one player, they're going to score more. They're going to get more assists. I don't think that's in Ime's DNA. So some of this is like just how we're going to go about it. I think we're going to be a team focused team. That doesn't mean we won't do a trade for a really talented player. But I also think we have really, really talented players on this roster. And I think they're all improving. And so before we trade one or two or three or four of those guys for a more veteran guy, we want to make sure that we give this current group room to grow. The huge caveat to all of that is the job is to win championships. That is my one and only goal. And if we think there's a better path than continuity, we would pursue it. But right now that bar is pretty high.
that hit me in a very particular way, you know, because we are team-oriented, which obviously everybody is team-oriented, want to be, you know, all on the same page and get your touches and move the ball and run your offense and all that. I get it. But we are seeing it. You know, we've talked about it. We're seeing it. You do need that guy. Is he saying that that guy is going to be developed in the next 6 months?
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, and I think that would be the question to some degree there. And I do think he's right in talking about being team-oriented. The NBA has orchestrated and kind of legislated itself into a place where if you want to be good, you need to be team-oriented,
yes,
right? And
yes, I agree with
I don't
that.
Want to be prisoner of the moment, but look at the Final Four teams, and these are teams that are well-built all the way around.
Yeah.
You look at the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they have a whole bunch of these guys who operate in different roles, play various different styles, but they all fit together snugly like a puzzle piece. You could talk about the Indiana Pacers, where everybody kind of fits toward the larger team goal of having pace and space. You look at the Knicks, and the way that they play. It very much fits the general team ethos that they're going for, with guys that are rugged and hard-nosed and all of these things. Like, you have to have this team element. It's no longer you get these three guys or two guys at the top and you just kind of filter everything around. However, the thing that I keep stopping down on is having that structure takes you to a point, and the thing that gets you over to the championship level, which is what he talked about as the caveat here, and I think it's very much the caveat, is do you have a guy that once that structure stops, just goes, okay, and I'm doing this above that?
Because thank you.
I talk about that when we talked about the Western Conference final game that happened two nights ago, but we talked about it yesterday, was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander got to a point where he was just like, I'm going to take this mid-range contested jumper, and I'm going to knock him down in the fourth quarter to get us over. Tyrese Halliburton, as you've mentioned.
Yeah.
But then I guess Tyrese Halliburton on the other coin would be something that points to what they're trying to do here in the Sacramento Kings kind of gave up on Tyrese Halliburton too early. There was opportunity. I mean, they traded him for Domantas Sabonis because they looked at it and they went, De'Aaron Fox is the guy that we believe in. To get Domantas Sabonis, pair them up, and they did good things, but they ultimately did not reach they didn't reach the places that Tyrese Halliburton is now reaching with his next team as he finds himself more along those lines. And so the question then becomes, do you think you have a guy that could become Tyrese Halliburton? Which again is the question that we've constantly had and that we've constantly asked ourselves. And I don't know how comfortable I am with trying to answer
months.
That. Why do you put the six
4 months, 6 months, whatever it is, because Halliburton, this is 3 years removed from the trade.
It is.
So are you willing to wait 3 years for one of these guys to maybe, you know, kind of become someone like that? No, you can't do that. That's what I'm saying. It kind of hit me funny. Like, we want to build. We want to be a team. I agree with all that. But you still, at some point, are you just going to wait? Or are you going to have that guy develop that quickly into that? I don't see.
I mean,
that
you could wait if you want to, but other teams probably gonna pass you up.
Well,
and that might not even work.
It's funny you say
that. You might have wasted 3 years hoping somebody develop into something, and it don't work out.
It's funny you say that because there were reports yesterday of the San Antonio Spurs. It was Shams, wasn't it?
Shams Charania. I think he was actually on Pat McAfee talking about the idea that the Spurs at the trade deadline had interest in KD and could that interest could be explored again.
And KD had
this summer, right?
Before Wimby's Wemby's injury.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about. Like, it's two paths by two young teams trying to get to the same place. The Spurs, apparently, reportedly, however you want to put it, are saying, we've got the alien, you know, we've got Wemby. We've got the number two overall pick, which apparently they're not willing to give up. You know, they're willing to give up 14 and another one for Durant. But we still need to accelerate the process with a 37-year-old Durant who can maybe certainly give space to Wemby inside, which would be, or outside, which would be, you know, key. They want to get there sooner rather than later with a star. You just heard Raphael Stone say it's a very high bar and we want to build from within. To me, that's a wait.
Yeah, possibly. And yeah, to be fair, and somebody said this on the text line from the 281, he might just be saying that they won't overpay, right? Yeah. Like the posturing. Yeah, but
that's
what
I was thinking.
Here's the thing that I find interesting, though. If the Spurs are in this place where they actually do explore this KD interest, if they do go for KD, does that not inherently take them off the table for Giannis Antetokounmpo? Like, in order to get the
probably
to use the capital that they need to get KD, mm-hmm, I don't think you'd have enough left. Who then would fit the parameters of a team that has the stuff to go get Giannis, yeah, but then also Giannis would want to go play for in a championship team? Because I know the teams that I could think of that maybe would have the stuff. You think about Brooklyn. You think he wants to go play there? Miami. Mm-hmm. Orlando. I don't even know Miami has the stuff, but Orlando seems like a place that could have the stuff. Would that be of interest to him? The only other team I could think of is the Oklahoma City Thunder, which that would be an absolute menace, but do they feel the need to do that in a, after a season where they might go and win this championship, yeah, here? So that almost might bring them to a place, the Rockets that is, where Giannis is, you have the best path there and have, mm-hmm, an opportunity to kind of negotiate from a place of strength, which might kind of fit all the parameters involved here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think so?
I absolutely think that would be, and that would be maybe best case. You know, younger, I think he's 30, than Durant. The double bigs would be a menace, at least what I think. But no, that would be absolutely ideal. But again, you do have to pull the trigger on that.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think I agree with him to some extent. I just, the way that he'll ultimately leverage this, the way that he'll ultimately do this, right? Because the parameters of this is the decision-making matrix. It's just, do you see Jalen Green becoming the guy that then, you know, bursts through this particular plateau that he has, mm-hmm, found himself at?
Yeah.
Amen Thompson is the interesting one. He's gotten a lot of love of late, and we'll play some more of that audio as we continue, but I know Brian Windhorst has given him a lot of love, talking about him being essentially the next superstar, a la SGA.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that within the next two seasons that you can find him in a similar place? Because if that's the case, then you feel great about that. Yeah. By the way, you started talking about timelines. Mm-hmm. Does 2 years feel like the right timeline considering the way that the West is kind of stacking up? The youth in the West of the you know, the high-level players, you look at the Thunder, even the Timberwolves, where Anthony Edwards still finding his, mm-hmm, own. I don't have to run down the standings. You kind of know some of the teams involved here. Do you feel like, okay, if Amen Thompson becomes some facsimile of,
yeah,
early SGA, where we're like, okay, we're in that spot, mm-hmm, where he looks like he is, you know, on the path to being a superstar, do you feel like that's the right timeline for him?
I mean, they were right there this year. So 2 years for sure. I'd like to see it even accelerated to next year. You know, I think there's opportunities there.
But the acceleration to the next year is tough, and I think we've, yeah, talked about why, because, yeah, the shooting element is still one of those things, mm-hmm, that scares me for Amen. But yeah, that's interesting, and it's fair also to point out from the 8-2 superstar trades don't always work. I think that's where it's incumbent upon you, mm-hmm, to not give up too much for this, right? I think oftentimes the superstar trade is not that the player himself is not good enough. That's why you go get the bona fide superstar. It's that the circumstance around him needs to operate, and I think that you can thread that needle. And it seems like Raphael Stone has left that path open. It just feels like that's the path that you need to find a way to actually exhibit. There you go. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, which inspired by a family member of Sean, mm-hmm, right? Making Survivor 50. Which reality show could you do the best in? 713-572-4610. And especially if you have an opportunity to have a partner on that, which Houston sports figure would you want along with you? Let's talk about that next.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.